Good morning.
Good morning.
Grateful and thankful to be in the house of the Lord this morning. As my brother already said, grateful for everyone else to be here. We're thankful for you to be here this morning. We are most thankful for the presence of the Lord and His salvation. Those two songs that just were sung is talking about the salvation that God has for us. But if we're not careful, we'll allow the enemy to steal and take our crown. The Bible says, let no man take your crown. Amen. It's not what my message is on this morning, but I want you to know that you have an adversary. Yes. And he comes in many and varied and different ways. May the Lord help us. Yes. And we have to be on guard. A song says, my soul, be on thy guard. 10,000 souls arise. And hosts of sin are pressing hard to draw thee from the skies. Oh, watch and fight and pray. The battle ne'er give o'er. Renew it boldly every day and help divine implore. It says, don't think the victory's won, nor once at ease sit down. Your arduous, which means a difficult work, will not be done until you've got the crown. Fight on, my soul, till death shall bring thee to thy God. He'll take thee at thy parting breath up to his blessed abode. We're going to have to fight in this life. We're going to have to soldier up. We're going to have to be ready to do battle against the enemy of all souls. And so I want you to know you have an adversary. You have an enemy. But God has your back. He wants you to make heaven more than you want to make heaven. He wants you to have a good life more than you want to have a good life. Will you have a crown? Is our prayer this morning. Will you live for the Lord by the grace and help of God? I've got a message that's been simmering for some weeks now, and I want to get it across. So I want you to be praying for me this morning. I know there's some good in it, but we got to get it out in a way that be pleasing and honoring unto God. I've got to get out of the way, and I got to let the Lord do his work today. And so I want you to hear what the Lord has for us. But I want you, those that know the worth of prayer, be praying for us this morning. May the Lord help us. The title of this discourse is Good Food. Good Food. All right? And I want you to know that the enemy doesn't want this to come out. I can't even find it right now on my notes. I got pages of notes, but I'm going to find it. Amen. Good food. All right. So, the enemy of all souls is, he has what's called alternative food or alternative message. Yes. The way your body eats is you put the food in your mouth in general. If you have something wrong with your mouth or your teeth or your digestive system, it has to be done in a different way. But the way you do it is you put the food in your mouth, you put the drink in your mouth, it is digested, it goes down your esophagus into your stomach, it's broken down by breaking down agents in your stomach, it goes into the bloodstream, and then it goes throughout the body to do the job that it is made to do. All right? If your body doesn't have good food, good nutrition to work with, it can't do the work that it needs to do. Matter of fact, many people, believe it or not, there's nothing wrong with them in terms of their body. It's just the food that they're eating is so bad, they are sickly, and their body can't work correctly. All right? And so we have to value not only good food in the natural sense, but we have to value good food, most importantly, in the spiritual sense. Do you understand? You have a spiritual man, and you have a physical man. What's more important is that spiritual man. If that spiritual man doesn't get good food on a regular basis in the right percentages, what's going to happen is you'll be sick based on that anyway. May the Lord help us. Your body, it has lungs and a brain. It has a heart. When you put bad things in your body, in the wrong, and a lot of it, what ends up happening is that body can't work properly. So you begin to get ill. You begin to get sick. And what the enemy does, it says, why don't you take this? This might help. Why don't you take that? And I'm not telling you that all medicine is bad. I'm not telling you that doctors are bad. I wouldn't say that. That's not true. But many times what our problem is what we're eating, what we're putting into our body, it's the wrong percentages. It's not good for us. And then we end up sickly and in pain, and our body can't work correctly. May the Lord help us. Would that happen in the spiritual sense as well? Do you think that could happen in the spiritual sense as well? Let me give an analogy, and it's not a perfect analogy, but this is what the Lord placed upon our hearts. Pray with us and pray for us this morning. The enemy doesn't want you to hear this morning. The way that the spiritual man eats is through the mind. Do you hear me? He wants to give you some food through the mind that would enter into your spiritual bloodstream and eventually end up in your heart, and then you are spiritually ill from the heart and everywhere else. May the Lord help us. And so we have to watch what we allow into our minds. We have to watch what we allow into our spiritual man, because if not, we'll be spiritually sick and we'll eventually die spiritually. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us this morning. Our text scripture this morning is Matthew 5 and 6. If you know it by heart, go ahead and say it now. Matthew 5 and 6. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after what?
Righteousness,
for they shall be filled.
Yes.
And so it says hunger and it says thirst after righteousness.
Yes.
Can you go buy righteousness at the store?
No.
Huh? Can you go to Walmart and get you a package of righteousness and eat it?
No.
I wish we could, but we can't do that, can we?
No.
And so how do we get our hunger and our thirsting for righteousness? How do we get that? We got to get that through the Word of God, don't we? We got to get it through song. We got to get it through His Holy Spirit. There's many avenues of righteousness or rightness. That's all righteousness is. God establishes what is right and what is good and what is helpful for that spiritual man. And so if we go looking for these alternatives, or if the enemy comes and gives you these alternatives, we have a choice to make, don't we?
Yes.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Do you know that if you eat the wrong things all the time and you don't eat enough of the good things, what happens is that you're starting to get sick. And you start having problems. And you know what ends up happening? You end up eating more and more and more of the wrong things. Do you know why? Because you're not filled.
Amen.
Until you get the right thing to deal with the needs of your body, how can it operate like it needs to?
Amen.
You see, I'm not telling you that I don't eat fast food. I do sometimes. I'm not telling you. Matter of fact, this is one of my greatest, most difficult things as a human being is my eating. All right? But God has been dealing with me about eating in the natural and most importantly in the spiritual.
Yeah.
And so He taught me and He's showing me some things. The more McDonald's I eat, the more sweets I eat, what ends up happening is two things at once. I have less room and appetite for what the body actually needs. And I have to eat more and more of it, but it's still not feeling the need that my body gets. And so the byproduct is sickness. The byproduct is lack of nutrients. The byproduct is lack of energy. It goes on and on and on. And all we can see is what's going on the outside. And what I don't like is I don't like being overweight. I don't like that. But it's what's more important is what's going on inside the body. You see? And what I noticed is, Brother Anthony with his self, anyway, if you know, you know. Brother Anthony challenged me back in January. He said, I'm going to do a 21-day fast. And I didn't do exactly what he did. I'm going to do a 21-day fast, and basically it's a Daniel fast. And anyway, I got my version of it. It was close. But let's not get crazy here, okay? Brother Anthony, he gets serious when he gets serious. But anyway, I said, I'm going to do what I can. And so I did what I could, and I reduced certain things, the carbs. There are carbs that you can eat that they don't do anything for you. Your, matter of fact, you can eat them and your body doesn't know what to do with them. So you know what it does? Stores it as fat. As if we need some, but we don't need a lot of that now, do we? Lord help us. Lord help us. If there's a famine, I'll be ready. I'll just tell you that. May the Lord help us this morning. But what was happening was we had to restrict the bad carbs. We had to restrict the sugars, the bad sugars. We had to restrict some of the meats that we're eating. And we had to reduce how much we were eating. And what I began to notice at about day 6 or day 7 is something began to change. Amen. Now, the mirror, I couldn't tell in the mirror. But it seemed like my energy got better. Seemed like my mental clarity got better. Seemed like my sleep began to get better. My overall, the way that I felt in my spirit, listen, good food. I find it interesting that when you start eating what God made as close to the way that he made it as best you can, I find it strange that these things begin to happen. So much the more for the spiritual man. Am I right?
Amen.
May the Lord help us. We talked about Matthew 5 and 6. Matthew 6 and 11 says something that we need to think about. It says to us, it says, give us this day. This is involved in the Lord's Prayer. And it says, give us this day. And so I'm asking God, not only in the natural, I want you to think what this scripture is talking about in the spiritual, first and foremost. Yes. Give us this day our what?
Daily
bread. That's what we need. We need God to give us our daily bread. And another scripture says, man shall not live by what?
Bread
alone, but by what?
Every
word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And so what we're talking about is that spiritual man us seeking God for our daily bread, that good fruit from him, and being determined on a daily basis. Lord, I want to get something for you that's going to feed my soul, that's going to feed that inner man so I can do battle with this enemy that I'm coming up against. May the Lord help us. We are soldiers in God's army. And wouldn't you know it, the devil would love for you to be starving as a soldier. Would love for you not to have the energy to fight with. The devil would love for you to be spiritually obese and you can't move and you can't maneuver and he come in and whoop on you all the time. May the Lord help us. God wants us to start putting in our spiritual man what we need in order to be a soldier to fight for him, to fight for others. May the Lord help us this morning. And so I began to notice a shift in energy. And as we went on, we got stronger. And it was strange. I hadn't felt like that in years. My wife would come out in the garage and I'd be out there working out. She'd say, you ain't work out today already? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. She said, you ain't tired? No, I'm not. And what else you need me to do, sweetheart? You understand what I'm saying? How can you spiritually exercise yourself on poor spiritual food? You can't. Some of the benefits, let's read it. May the Lord help us. I wrote all this for something, didn't I? Let's read some of this. Some of the benefits of good food is improved energy. Now, your body needs energy because even if you do nothing, the heart's got to keep beating. The lungs cap, they're doing work. Even if you're not, it is. And so it has to have the proper nutrients.
and things to work properly. So you're talking about improved energy, improved mood. It prevents disease, all right? It bolsters and strengthens. If you're sick all the time, you might want to look at what you're eating, because the immune system is either strengthened or damaged by what you eat. All right, so the immune system, a good GI, so gastrointestinal health. If you have issues with your GI, it has something. It probably has something to do with what you're eating or what you're not eating. All right, a healthy weight, reduce inflammation. If you're sore all the time, you're hurting all the time. Look at what you're eating in this, in the natural sense, and it better aging. It goes on. It even goes into mental health and self-image. All right, it all of these, and there's more. The point is, in the natural, if the good food, and when I'm talking about good food, do you know that there is food on this earth that God made? And it don't need nobody to add nothing to it or take nothing away from it? Amen. I mean, you can season it and cook it, that's fine. God's fine with that. But why are we, do you all know what GMOs are? Let's talk about that for a moment. I want to talk about GMOs because this is what's happening in the natural and this is what's happening in the spiritual. When something is genetically modified, it can look like what it was. It can look like food. It can taste like food. It can be in the same color, same proportion. But what has happened is the very DNA of that thing has been changed. And so all of the nutrients, or many of the nutrients and the value to that food has been taken away. So what has happened is, in many places, we are mass producing things. Well, we can, well, chicken from, and I'm making these numbers up. I'm no agriculturalist or biologist, but I'm giving an example. Yeah. We figured out that, okay, if I genetically modify this thing, normally it takes a chicken 6 months from its egg to a full-grown chicken. I can do it in 3. That's what's happening. And so they're doing this, and they have messed these scientists and these food companies, because if I can do it in 3, that's twice the profit. That's not hard just to figure out, right? And so now you think you're eating a chicken that is in its natural environment, is good, it's had all the stuff in it, and you ain't getting none of that. So what do you do? I'm still hungry. And you eat more and more of something that has been changed. Let's go into the spiritual now. Okay. Genetically modified.
Right.
Sounds good up front, doesn't it?
Yes.
Looks like the same thing.
Amen.
But has been damaged, and all of the good has been processed out of it.
Right.
And you're getting more and more and more of it, and it's not feeling. Blessed are they which do,
Amen,
hunger and thirst after righteousness,
yes,
for they shall be filled. Your spiritual man has something in it that knows what it needs, just like your body does.
Yes.
And when your body gets what it needs, it has what is called satiety or satisfaction. I don't need anything else because I've already got what I need.
Yes.
Again, I'm not telling you don't eat donuts and cake and all those kind of things. I promise you, I'm going to eat some donuts and some cake along the way. It's going to happen. But what about the percentages, though? What am I eating 90-95% of? Is it chips, cookies, and candy? Is it fast food? Is it a wonder that I don't feel well? I don't feel good about myself. My body doesn't work well. I've got all these maladies. And now take that over into the spiritual man. May the Lord help us. Preservatives, additives, GMOs, all of those things. These are something that we're going to talk about maybe in another lesson or message. But I want to get to some scripture, and then I want to sit down. I like sitting down. 1 Peter 2 and 1 and verse 2. The other reading that we're going to read is in Philippians 4, starting at verse number 6 on down through verse number 8. Believe it or not, by the help of the Lord, we're almost finished. I say that, but you got to remember who's saying that. So be praying for us. 1 Peter, what did I say? 2? Verse number 1, what does it say?
Wherefore, laying aside all malice,
all right,
and all guile,
all right,
and hypocrisy,
all right,
and envies, and all evil speaking,
all right,
as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby.
All right, I'm presenting to you this morning that in 1 Peter, the second chapter, the first verse, what I'm trying to present to you is that malice, those envyings, those hypocrisies, all of those things, that is food. Okay? You can literally allow these things because we have to make a choice. Just like we choose what we eat, we have to. I can't always. Do you know that I have a conscience and subconscious? And things can be presented to me in the conscious, and I know and I'm aware of them. And then sometimes things are being presented to me in the subconscious, and I'm not aware of them. But either way, you and I have to make a decision as to whether or not we're going to take this thing in and we're going to allow it into our spiritual system and be its energy for our spiritual man. Do you know that you can take in malice? What is malice? I'm asking. It's hatred. It's ill will, is it not? Do you know that I don't have to do anything outwardly, but I can take that thing in. Somebody did me wrong. They need to be got back. And so I began to think and dwell on those things. You know what? I wish something bad would happen to them. And if I wasn't saved, uh-oh. If I wasn't saved, I surely would give them a blessing. You see? That's the food that is being presented to our hearts and to our minds. And we can dwell on those things, and I want you to get a hold of this. You don't get a hold of nothing else. Even if you do nothing about it, it's still into your system. It's getting to your spiritual bloodstream. It eventually will end up in here, in that heart. Okay? It'll manifest itself down the line. But what we want to do is do what? Keep your heart with what? All diligence. For out of it, all the issues of life. All right? And so we have to, the easiest way to keep our hearts, and I can give you scripture for that. I have that written down too. But the easiest way to keep our hearts with all diligence is to monitor diligently that old mind. Amen. It's got to get in here before it gets here. And it's easier to stop it here than it is to do something about it once it has gotten here. All right? And so keep the bad stuff out of you, and then you don't have to go in there and get it out. Right. May the Lord help us. And so malice is ill will. I want something bad to happen to these people. I want to happen to this person. It's ill intent. Guile is deceitfulness. I want you to know something. Sometimes people think that people are so smart, they call them evil geniuses. They are not evil geniuses. They are not. What it is God helps his people, and they do good things, and guess who helps the evil geniuses? You see? And so the enemy is always willing and able and ready to put something in your mind. If you've got the thought that you want something bad to happen to somebody, he'll help you with that. He'll give you a 10, 20, 30, 100-step plan, if you want to where you can wash your hands and say, I had nothing to do with that, but you can set something in motion that ends up getting that person that you're trying to get back to. That's what guile is. That's what the enemy, that's the food that he's presenting to your mind, because what he knows is if he can get it in your mind and you don't reject it, eventually it'll end up in your heart. Right. The Bible says that God is a what? He's a discerner of the what? the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And so when God looks at us, he looks at our hearts and he's trying to see what's in there. And so may the Lord help us. If we got something in there that ain't right, we got to get it out. If you got malice, guile, if you've been feasting on these things, there's a reason why it's difficult to go through your trials. It's a reason why you don't want to go to service. It's a reason why it's difficult to pray. You see? Something has gotten in there,
right?
And now it's a problem. But just like with food, it's microscopic. We can't see it. We don't know what it's doing. We don't really know how it's done. The science just tells us how it's done. But we can't see all those things. And so therefore, we have to wait until the effects come. Sometimes weeks, months, sometimes years later, the effects of what we've been putting into our system and what we've been feeding on has its effect.
Right.
May the Lord help us.
Yes.
In the same way, the spiritual things work that way as well. Sometimes years down the line, what we have allowed into our system has done its work, gotten to our hearts, and we're in trouble. Hypocrisies, we know what a hypocrite is, a false living. These are all, I'm presenting these things. I'm not going to go into all of these things too deeply. Envying, hypocrisies, evil speaking, all of these things, and these are not the only things that the enemy presents as food for your mind to live and dwell on. I would encourage you to take this thought with you and do some study on your own and be looking at the food sources that the enemy presents to the minds of the people. And I'm not just talking to people that are saved. I'm talking to people that are not saved this morning too. One of the reasons why people can't get saved is they are so sin sick. They have been eating, and the enemy, it's not a coincidence that you don't want to come to church. It's not a coincidence that you don't want to be around the people of God. It's not a coincidence that if you need something from somebody that is good, whether it be prayer, whether it be encouragement, whether it be whatever else, it's not a coincidence that they're good enough for that, but that you don't want to hear anything else they got to say. The enemy wants to isolate you from all the good food that God has for you, for your soul, for that spiritual man. He wants to isolate you from that. Now, I realize and I recognize, I'm going to put a caveat in here. If you and I as Christians are being deliberately offensive, that's not right. And so that's the caveat there. But a real Christian has a heart for love. It has a heart for restoration. It has a heart for encouragement and uplift. That's all you do all the time. And if you have to even correct something or discipline something, you're doing that from a place of love as well. With the mind that it would bless and help and encourage and uplift and do something special for that person. This is what we do as people of God. But if you know that these people of God are that way and you still can't be around them, you still don't want to have any relationship with them, many times the enemy is playing on, he's counting on that because he knows that that's where the good is. You can't read your Bible, then there's something wrong. Something has gotten in through the mind, into the heart, and it's inhibiting you from doing what it is that you need to do. Because how can you get, would you agree that like my brother Tavis does, would you agree that what's in here is going to be good for you? Is it going to strengthen that spiritual man? Huh? You know it will. And so the enemy fights that. And I want to encourage you to don't let him win. May the Lord help us. Let's go to Philippians 4, 6, 7, and 8. You beat me there. Go ahead and read. I want you to know that I appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers for me. It is important that the word of God get out in the way that he wants it to get out. And I want to get better at that. I also want to get better with my time. Right now I'm long-winded, and I've asked you to pray for me before, but I would ask for you to pray for me more. I want to get better at that. Sister Teresa, you have that for us? Go ahead and read.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything by by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
All right.
And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
All right.
Finally, brethren.
All right.
Whatsoever.
I want you to pause for me. I'm sorry. But I appreciate your reading. I want you to understand that these verses, verses number 6 and verses number 7, they're trying to help you here in terms of preparing you for verse number 8. It says, be careful for nothing. And so remember, be vigilant, be sober, and be in a mind. Every day you wake up, your desire and your aim is to please God. Your before you begin your day, you want to get something. Now listen to me now. You want to get something from the Lord that will help you fight the battles that you are going to face today. The problem is you don't know what you may have to face today. And so you have to go to God and say, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. I don't know what I'm going to face, but you know what I'm going to face. And so will you give me something that will enrich and strengthen my spiritual man? And so when I come up against what I'm coming up against, I got something to fight with.
Amen.
May the Lord help us. And so it says, be careful for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known. I'm not telling you to pray, not pray for your loved ones and your needs and all these kind of things. But what I am trying to encourage you to do is pray for that spiritual man first. Worry about where you at with God and what he has you doing. Worry about that first. All of those other things, they're going to pass away or God's going to take care of them. But that spiritual man has got to be right. May the Lord help us. And so it's saying, be sober, be vigilant, be careful in what you're doing. And then when you come to God, let's deal with the most important need first, and that's the need of my soul. When I get down to pray, before I pray about the congregation, before I pray about my wants and needs and desires, before I pray about the world and anything else, I got to be right before God if nothing else don't go right. May the Lord help us. And what ends up happening is, if I'm right, then I'm able to do the will of God, and I can affect a whole bunch of other stuff. But if I'm not right, the Bible says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And so if I'm right, then when I pray for somebody else, then God can do something through me for that, whatever it might be.
Amen.
All right. And so before you even get to verse number 8, think about those things. And the peace of God. God will give you peace that don't make no sense. I mean that. The world is falling down. And ain't nothing going right. But he'll still give you that peace in your soul. Because your heart is right with God. I'll tell you something. When everything else is going right, when you're in the world, everything else could be going good for you. I promise you, you don't have peace if you don't have God.
Amen.
All right? And so what we need is we need God. We need his peace. And we need what he has for us to feed on so that we might be men, women, children of God like he called us to be. And may the Lord help us this morning. And so it says in verse number 8, read for us, Sister Teresa, please.
Finally,
my brethren, whatever's true,
whatsoever things are honest,
whatsoever things are just,
pure,
lovely,
good
report,
if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
All right, and so this is the food that God has for us. I want you to think about this food real quick. I'm about to sit down. But I want you to think about this food. He said, whatsoever things are true, do you dwell upon things that may or may not be true? Don't answer that question out loud. Just think about it. If true is going to be the good food, then what would be the bad food? Okay? Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, all right? So same thing. All right, whatsoever things are just. Sometimes, people, I want to encourage you this way. May the Lord have mercy upon us. Some of your issues and some of your problems, some of your anxieties and your lack of peace, where they rest is following what's on the news and what's on social media. Okay?
Yes. That's
true. You should thank me for that. Because it's the truth. I'm not I go on social media and I read the news. But what I do is I monitor by the help of the Lord. We have what we have is called the Holy Spirit. And remember I told you about percentages? You know you can spend all your time on what's happening in the world, all your time on what's happening on social media. And again, I look at those things and all of those things. But I have to be led and guided by the Holy Spirit. Because what will end up happening, I'll end up depressed and ain't nothing going on with me. Man, this world is bad. Bad things are happening. And the devil is busy. That's all true, but is it good for my soul? Amen. Is it going to give me strength to fight the battles when the enemy comes? And so I can go through the rest of them, but I want you to, on your own time, you get a chance. Think about the things that you're dwelling on. Think about the things that are being... Listen, this is the last thing. I have to hit it. Unfortunately, I'm going a tiny bit over, but just stay with me. Think about foods. I told you that I eat donuts. I'll tell you what I like. I like peach cobbler with the crust on bottom, the crust on top. But you got to bake the crust on the bottom first so it don't get too soggy. Okay? I like cinnamon rolls with a whole lot of cinnamon and not a lot of roll. And I love icing. I'm not finna sit up here and tell you I don't eat all these good things. I do. But the Lord told me, he said, what about your percentages, though? Amen. I'm going to be real honest with you. I've eaten probably 7 to 8 large cinnamon rolls within an hour. That's the truth. I know that's wrong. Pray for me. That's wrong. I don't care how much basketball playing you doing or biking you doing. That's wrong. You know what ended up happening? A headache. Big old headache. Now you think you would make that connection.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you can eat all 8 of them. Uh-oh, got you, didn't I? You can eat all 8 of them, but you got to spread it out. Just spread it out. Eat 1 a week, maybe 2 a week. But don't eat it in an hour. You're not going to be okay. You understand? So worry about your percentages. They're food. They're just not something that can sustain you. They're going to give you quick energy, and then you're going to get a headache and feel sick afterwards. Yeah. Lord, help us. Yeah. And so some food is good food. Listen, I'm not against you reading things other than the Bible. I am against you reading anything that would be false or untrue or unrighteous, and I'm against you making that your main thing. I don't care who wrote it, where it come from. I don't care. Even if it's somebody that's vetted, I don't care about none of that. Your main thing got to be that word of God.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But there are other sources, good sources of food. Yeah. They are based on the word, way, and the spirit of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
They cannot be your main diet. Okay? And if you want to, you can just read Psalms every day. All you're going to do is read Psalms. And that's good. Psalms is good. It's encouraging. But you got to know how to fight, too.
Yes.
Amen.
You got to know that you're up against an enemy, too.
Yes.
And so you're going to need to get into some other areas in the Bible. I'm not going to tell you exactly where to read because I don't need to. There's a Holy Spirit that can tell you what you need to be reading. I'm not going to look over your shoulder and say, brother, you need to change the chapter so-and-so of verse number so-and-so. But what I'm saying is, and I ain't gonna tackle you if you got a donut in your hand either, I promise you. I won't. But I want us to consider this morning, you to get nothing else. What am I putting into my spiritual man? What's coming in through my mind? Am I monitoring my mind? What have I allowed into my spiritual bloodstream? Sometimes it's in the bloodstream, hadn't made it to the heart yet. Because once it gets in the heart, the heart is real sticky. It's real It's real difficult to get out of that heart. I'm not saying it can't be done. It can be done. God is a surgeon. Did you know that God is a surgeon?
Yes.
He took the rib from who? From Adam and put it in Eve, didn't he? And didn't need no anesthetics for it.
Amen. Yes.
He's a surgeon. He can go in your heart and take the bad stuff out. He can give you what you need. Matter of fact, this word of God will begin to kill the negative and the unclean, unrighteous things that's in your spiritual blood system. I want you to consider this as well. I'm sitting down. There's a thing called allergies. Sometimes something that is good for somebody else is not good for you.
Right.
And so just because they can eat it and be okay, don't mean you can eat it and be okay.
Right.
So if it tells you something,
right,
then you leave it alone.
Amen.
Until such time the Lord tells you something different. I appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers for me. I want you to eat good food, good spiritual food by the help of the Lord.
Amen.
And so if you haven't been doing that, it's no big deal. You can ask God right now.
Yes.
Forgive me, Lord, for maybe I didn't know. Maybe I didn't know what the effects were, whatever it might be. But, Lord, I want to make that right with you. Or I do know you've been telling me to do something better, but I hadn't done it yet.
Yes.
Bring that to the Lord. Lord, forgive me.
Yes.
I messed up on that, but from now on, I'm going to make it a point.
Yes.
Every day I'm going to get some good food from you, Lord.
Yes.
And then see if that don't get you healthy as a child of God.
Amen.
See if you don't grow in grace and in the knowledge. You can't grow. You know how I said the sincere milk of the word?
Yeah.
You know, milk can be fed to a baby.
Right.
So it's safe and it's good for them. Makes them strong.
Yes.
May the Lord help us this morning. I appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers for me.
Amen.
My goal and aim is to make heaven my home. I promise you, by himself, I'm going to see you there. I want to see you there. Only way I ain't going to see you there is if you don't come. So you come on, go with me. I'm going to go with you. May the Lord help us all. Amen.
Amen.